he tells about. And this is a very interesting narration, because during the time of Imam Ridha alayhi hafizatu salam, we know that one of the these tricks of Ma'mun, in order to kind of take more control of the governance and what was happening, because if we read the history around that time, that there were a lot of these so-called Shias and people who loved the Ahlul Bayt, that they were uprising against the Abbasid government. They were rising up. So Ma'mun, he felt that, well, one way to subdue some of the uprising and to bring about a bit of calm is to bring Imam Ridha alayhi wasallam to Khurasan. In fact, it was during the lifetime of Imam Ridha that one of the first Shia governments was established, and that was in Morocco, the Idrisids. They were Fatimids, which was an offshoot of the Ismailis, but nonetheless they had love for Ahlul Bayt, and although they did not consider Imam Ridha alayhi wasallam as their imam, they respected him and they loved him. Why? Because he was among the children of Fatima Zahra. So during that time, there were a lot of uprisings. So Ma'mun, he thought that, well, we can bring Imam Ridha here and it will help to calm some of the situations, some of the uprisings against the Abbasid dynasty. And so Ma'mun, he implemented a policy that if someone was captured who was what he called perhaps a troublemaker, one of the insurgents trying to rise up against the government, that before they punished him, they would come to Imam Ridha and ask him, well, is this among your Shia? If this individual is among the Shia, then they would, instead of punishing him, they would maybe exile him. Why don't you go to the outskirts of the Muslim empire, where there are others like you, Shia? Just go to the far end. So one individual was captured, and they brought this person to Imam Ridha alayhi wasallam, and they asked, and Imam Ridha says, is this individual among your Shia? So Imam Ridha, he says, no, this person is not among our Shia. Laysa min Shi'ati. So at that point, it was ordered that, well, we have to punish this individual. So it was ordered that he would be whipped. You know, they had these, what they call in Arabic, salt. They were, you know, leather whips, leather rods. So as the individuals who were going to whip this person who claimed to be among the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, they raised their whips, and it stated that when they were going to strike, they couldn't strike his body. That they were trying to strike, but their hands were diverted and they were actually hitting the ground. And they thought this. They said, what is this? This is some sort of karamat, some sort of miracle? What is happening? So they thought that, no, really, this individual, he's among the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, among the Shia of Ali, among the Shia of Ali ibn Musa Ridha alayhi wasallam. Then they came back to Imam Ridha. They said that we tried several times to whip him. Of course, the first time they were striking the ground. The second time they tried to whip, they were hitting each other. So they said, what is this? What is this karamat? What is this miracle that we can't whip him? He is among your Shia. And Imam Ridha alayhi wasallam, he looked and he swore by Allah, I swear, this is not among my Shia. And so they asked, so why is this happening? Why is this strange event happening that we cannot whip? So Imam Ridha alayhi wasallam, he responded, he says, this individual, he's just among our lovers. Min muhibbina. He thinks that he is among our Shia, he says, but he's min muhibbina. He says, if he was among our Shia, then what you would have experienced would be worse than this. He said, he's among our Shia, Muhibbin. So Imam Ridha was asked, he says, what is the difference between Shi'atuka wa Muhibbik? What's the difference between those who are your Shia and those who are lovers of you? Imam Ridha alayhi wasallam, he explained, he says, Shi'atuna humu alladhina yattabi'una fi jami'i awamirina wa nawahina. He says, our Shia are those individuals who obey our every command and who obey our every prohibition. That whatever we command, they obey. Whatever we prohibit them from, they obey. He says, these are our Shia.